Jack. All right, welcome in, everybody, to another broadcast of Penguin Basketball here at the Conlon Center, Dominican University of California, Stuart Horn. Brandon Cadiz, Forrest Hunt, your DU broadcasters for tonight's match. The second half of this PacWest doubleheader against Chaminade University. The Swords from Chaminade are 9-4 overall and 4-2 in PacWest Conference play. Forrest, I'm going to go out on a limb right now. First limb of the year I'm going out on. Watching the shoot around, this is an unbiased opinion, fans. This is not my normal biased opinion. I think the Penguins looked better in the shoot around than the Chaminade. I'm just saying so.
They did look better in the shoot around. Chaminade, the Silver Swords, weren't shooting very well in the shoot around, but the thing that they do have on the Penguins, they got a leg up in the height category.
No, there's no question about it. Man for man, Chaminade's bigger and badder.
They're big. But can they shoot? I don't know. Penguins can shoot a little bit.
Penguins are missing Christian Futch. Bring in Brandon Cadiz now. What are your opinions of that shoot around? I've said the Penguins are going to win tonight.
I'm going to have to disagree with you.
Oh, don't
and
do
I'm gonna
how
say,
dare you.
I'm going to say that the Penguins are going to lose this game. In terms of the height, that's going to be a key factor. Sure, they might not be able to shoot from beyond the arc or at mid-range, but that height's going to be a factor defensively and out-rebounding them.
I can't believe what I'm hearing. It's just absolutely incredible. The guy breaks all the rules, folks. That's why we love him. Brandon Cadiz stands in and says the Penguins are going to lose.
My unbiased opinion.
Well, quit being so honest. Well, folks, we have the national anthem ahead of us, 20 minutes overhead. The Penguins in conference are 2-5 and 3-11 overall. Not off to a good start. And in my heart of hearts, I have to say, Brandon Cadiz makes a very good point. I just wish you'd have gone out on that limb with me for some reason. You'd leave me hanging out here all alone.
I'll hop on the limb with you if it holds us.
It's going to, you know, without Futch in the house, it's going to take a lot, I would think, for the Penguins to get it done tonight. Chaminade did whoop Cal Baptist by, what was it, Brandon, 18 points?
92-74.
But that night, Baptist's best player was injured. I'm just saying.
And they did beat Cal in the Hawaii Invitational.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. You know, you play the Golden Bears, but come on. Was Cal playing like they meant it? No. Of course not. And let all their B players play at D2 school. That doesn't make any sense. Trying to come up with any reason the Penguins. Scott Waterman and Kurt Bond are ready to get the guys going tonight. Our first home match at the Conlon Center. Coach Tim Lacoste and the Lady Penguins won their match earlier easily against the Lady Swords from Chaminade. And now it's the guys' turn for the Chaminades, 9-4 overall, 4-2 in PacWest Conference play under head coach Eric Bouvier in his seventh year. He's sending out Austin Pope, a 6'6" senior out of Burbank. Dantley Walker, a 5'10 senior out of Panica, Nevada. Or is it Panasa? I don't know. He went to UNLV, that part I know. Justin Bridges, a 6'2" senior out of Douglas, Georgia. And Brett Reed, a 6'8" junior out of Houston. Well, it says Houston. He went to Cabrillo College. That's there in Monterey. Or close to Santa Cruz, I should say. And Eric Shive, a 6'10" junior out of Marysville, California, for the good old Penguins. The 3-11 overall, 2-5 in conference play. Some might say a dismal start under Booker T. Harris this year. Some, I won't say Brandon Cadiz would suggest such a thing. Having gone out on a limb, I say the Penguins are poised for a tremendous turnaround in 2018. The return of the Reverend Madua Kaur, the 6'5" senior out of Carson, is back in the house, and we are so happy to see Madua Kaur back on the court. Xavier Williams, a 6'2" sophomore out of San Juan Capistrano. Jordan Williams, a 6-foot freshman out of Moreno Valley. CJ Cedric Thomas, a 6'6" junior out of LA, and Jeremiah Gray, the 6'4" senior out of Thousand Oaks. Jeremiah Gray is back in the Conlin Center where he belongs, folks, along with Rev, along with Williams, and Jay Williams, and CJ. No Futch. Futch is gone, and I suggest it's, or I imagine it's for the season, considering he has a gigantic cast on his left arm all the way up to the shoulder. Can't imagine that's going to be off anytime soon, and he'll be able to rehab his way back into the starting lineup. But it will be Jeremiah Gray in the middle against Shive for the Chaminades. We're tipping out. Hey! And Jeremiah gets the jump over Shive. Shive at 6'10", and Gray 6 inches shorter, and Gray gets the tip.
I like it. He's aerodynamic with that haircut, and he's got some major hops.
It's a good way to start things, and Gray, for the first play of the season, throws it into the fourth row of the grandstands. First pass intended for CJ goes on a play, and that's how we get started. Brandon, don't get confident over there. 19 and a half to go in the first half, everybody. Penguin women already victorious. Shive, kick out, down low to Pope. Three ball left wing, good. Yikes. Pretty good play out of Pope. Shive, though, who had a clean look, thought better of it and found Pope in the for the corner three. Soft two ball by Gray. Baseline on the right side, no good. Penguins attacking the southern hoop here at the Conlin Center. Trail by three. Shive, top of the key. Goes over to the right. Brett Reed's got it. Now down low to Pope. Back to Reed. Off the window. Foul, no bucket. Xavier Williams gets wrapped up with Reed. Shive at 6'10" is towering over everybody on the floor. Reed listed at 6'8", though, is slender and kind of matches up nicely. And goes to the line and buries the first one. He would match up very nicely against Shive. But so far, Shive's had the ball in some clean looks, and he hasn't taken any of them. He's just distributing the ball beautifully. The second one is deep, and CJ takes the rebound. And Jay Will brings it up across the timeline, moves over to the right side, finds Xavier. Penguins just playing catch outside the arc, waiting for an opportunity. Almost gets away from Gray, who drives in. Tries to penetrate, nothing against Bridges. Up and under from Williams. And Xavier, left-handed, couldn't get it to fall. It's a 4-0 ball game. A three ball and a free throw so far for the Chaminades. Down low, Shive, not Shive, but Reed, bounces one off the glass, and the Penguins with the rebound. CJ brings it up, looking for a gap, stifling defense. Jay Will, right wing. Goes in against Shive. No kick out Rev. Long three on the way. Oh, brother, he missed it a little bit right. Clean rebound by Justin Bridges, the 6'2" senior. He takes it the distance. CJ with another clean rebound. After Bridges can't get it to fall. Top of the key now. The Reverend sets up a screen. And an air ball for Williams. 17 and a half to go, fans, in the first half. Penguins have not scored yet. Like the Penguin women, the Penguin men having a tough time getting on the board. 2.5 minutes into this thing, and the DUs have not scored yet. Shive back outside to Pope, who slams into Williams, and they call it on Xavier. Pope slammed into him. Xavier didn't have his feet set there, Brandon, and he hit the deck, looked right into the eyes of the referee, and the referee pointed at him and said, "You're toast." Reed is out. Brandon Colliker has entered the game. Colliker is a load at 6'8", 2.25". Same dimensions as Brandon Cadiz. You get those two guys mixed up if we're, lights were not on in the room. 17-13. Cadiz is a big dude himself. You ought to see how he shoots a three. 17-05, Shive goes in. Check it, is that Reed? No, it's Shive. Shive at 6'10", 240. Holy cow. He just kept backing in, moving about. Look at this. You see Shive on the line right now for us. And there's nobody in the house even close to as big as he is.
He's head and shoulders above everybody.
He is. Referees, coaches, everybody included. Shive is just way up there on the way. Uh-oh, and he can shoot?
Deadly combination, height and ability to shoot.
He has a nice little release there, too, in a way that I didn't see the other big fellows for the Chaminades in the shoot-around.
Yeah, he's a 45% three-point shooter as well.
Well, he's 100% so far tonight. He just knocked them both down. The Penguins haven't scored yet, and we're 3 minutes in. 6-0 Chaminade. This is a big game for the Penguins. Penguins win tonight. It's momentous. And Gray walks with it. And that hurts. Penguins have had games January 3, 5, and 10 and lost them all. Shive from close range. When you're a foot away and you're 6'10" and you jump up a little bit, they almost always go.
Hey, he almost doesn't really need to jump.
Yeah, he almost didn't need to jump. He could flat foot that thing in there. 16.5, Penguins have yet to score. Jay Will, top of the key, CJ, foot fake. Well, I think he slipped. CJ off the window under Shive's arms and got the first bucket of the night for the DUs.
And he's going to have to be a man down there tonight. Down in the paint amongst the trees.
No fudge. CJ's going to have to step it up huge tonight. Penguins on D now. Dantley Walker, a 5'10" senior at the top of the key. He works it over to Bridges, who misses a mid-range jumper from the left elbow. Penguins with the rebound again, CJ. Cedric Thomas has the ball on the left wing against Shibe. He goes up and under, bounces off of him, kick back outside. Penguins' three ball goes off by Christopher Williams. Nothing. Chaminade with a rebound. Pope drives in baseline. Oh, Pope gets rejected. And Reverend is in disbelief, but the foul will be on Cedric. No, it's on Gray. I thought it was CJ and Reverend mixed up in there, but for some reason they call it on Jeremiah Gray. 15:29 to go. 8-2, the Penguins trail.
You're listening to NC2A Division II men's basketball on the radio, home of the Penguins. Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. And Stu, that was one of the little guys, if you will, for the Silver Swords going in there trying to slam it home. And Revan got a good piece on it, but Gray picks up the foul, and the height playing a factor early.
Well, you know what can hurt my contention that the Penguins win tonight is that Austin Pope at 6'6", who's totally aggressive. He plays like a senior because he is a senior. And you mentioned that he's one of their little guys.
Yeah,
yeah.
He is.
Yeah, and that
and he can shoot the three.
That plays into Brandon Cadiz's hands.
Yeah, and he can rebound as well. 7 rebounds each game.
Austin Pope is a very aggressive guy, and at 6'6", to say he's one of the little guys, well, that hurts. He will be one of the big guys on the Penguins team.
Southpaw can shoot the three. We saw it. He was the first scorer for the Sword. Made that three from that left corner.
Right.
It was nice and smooth, too.
Yeah, I remember him last year here. He liked to drive in a lot, but so far early, we saw the three-point attempt, and he knocked it in.
You got the Pope against the Reverend. 15:29 to go. 8-2, the Penguins trail, and Pope will go to the line. Now, Pope going with the one legging on just the right leg on the way. And Pope knocks it down. And again, he's a lefty. And that look can throw off certain players. The second one didn't have a prayer. 15:29 as it goes out of bounds. The Penguins will get it back. Penguins trail by 7 early. So Jordan will bring it up right side. Chaminade's D is very difficult to get through. Oh, good head fake, though, by Jay Will, who then throws it away, intended for Reverend down low. But it was tipped away by, not by Shy, but by Braden Colliker. So here comes Reverend, and Romeo Mays will enter the game for the first time tonight. And he's got the full face apparatus, the protective apparatus on his face for those of you watching at home. 5 on the shot clock, 15 minutes overhead. Jeremiah, 360 spinner, he's out of time. That's a shot clock violation as the referee taps the top of the head.
That's just great defense, too. You have Pope and Dressler in there, the guards for the Swords. And then once you get in towards the paint, you get in there amongst the trees. Reed, Shy, they're all big dudes, over 6'8", at least 230 pounds. And Jeremiah Gray tried to drive in and just ran into a wall.
3-ball is no good. Gray with the rebound. Yeah, and football, when the referee taps the top of the head, isn't that a safety?
12 men on the field.
9-2, the Penguins trail as the Penguins are on offense. 14 and a half to go. Penguins only have 5 on the floor right now. I'm happy to report. Gray backs out right side, nothing. CJ, but the Penguins just have no looks. Now they're up against it again. A floater from the right elbow by Chris Williams is no good. And the Chaminades haul it in. The Penguins are not sharp right now. Chaminade, I wouldn't say Chaminade's exceptionally sharp, but their defense is absolutely stifling. I can see Mays has got the protective face gear on. It's kind of fogging up.
I'm trying to see how he breathes.
Yeah.
A little interesting.
13:52. CJ, 3-ball, right wing. Good! That was not CJ, that was Chris Williams. Williams knocks it down and gets the Penguins a little mo, 9-5, 13 and a half to go in the first half. I don't want to say this is a must-win game for the Penguins, but anybody in the league would tell you it is. And Colliker from the right side, Braden Colliker, a 6'8" junior, he plays bigger than that. Boy, is he filling it up, holy cow. 11-5, the Penguins trail, 13-15. Couple of bright spots so far for the DUs as CJ's got it on the baseline. Now top of the key, Mays. Mays passes it off to Gray, and now Colliker hauls it away after an errant pass. Pope one-on-one against Jay Will, and he takes it in as Jeremiah Gray goes in very hard, but he knocks down the deuce, and it's 13-5. It's not come up on the board yet. There we go. Now it's official. And Jordan Williams walks with it. And Williams is arguing with the referee, but that usually doesn't get you too far. Gray will take a spot on the bench, and Maduakor is back in.
I don't know if I've ever won an argument with an official.
It's rare. I can only think of a couple of times in 17 years where any call has been overturned as a result of a discussion with the referee. Colliker, right side, no. Second finger tap is no good. In fact, that was Reed, not Colliker. Penguins get it to the other end. Jay Will, no. 2-ball from the right wing. And the Chaminades are going with a big squad as CJ ends up on the floor. Does a double chicken wing for Brandon. 12:15 to go. Penguins trail 13-5. And that was committed by CJ, and that's CJ's second. And one guy they cannot afford to lose tonight to fouls is Cedric Thomas.
And it looks like Coach Booker might get a little bit more height here as Jordan Tribble looks to check in. Maybe slow down the Silver Swords from driving in so hard like that. I mean, Dressler was coming in quick on CJ, quick and hard.
Tribble listed at 6'9" in place of CJ. Tribble will match up nicely against a couple of these Chaminades. These Swords have, now they put in their quicker, less huge team. Grant Dressler at 6'7" is their biggest guy in there now. 12-11 ago in the first half. 15-5, the Penguins trail, head fake, Rev on the way, 16-footer, Tribble with a rebound, and they give it back to the Swords, and a foul committed by Jordan Tribble. Tribble wears number 24, that's Willie Mays' old number. What was your number?
I wore 22.
22?
Yeah.
Any particular reason?
15-5,
the Penguins trail. You got to make it quick.
Yeah, I do, actually.
All right, we'll get to that in a moment. As the Penguins are on offense, defense, shot from the right wing by Dantley Walker is good. And the Penguins bring it back the other way very quickly. It's 18-5, fans. So far, Brandon Cadiz's crystal ball is quite clear, but there's a lot of basketball to go. As Chris Williams goes off left side, no. Penguins get the rebound, bring it back, and reset the shot clock. 23 on it. Mays has it top of the key. Romeo's yet to take a shot. So something tells me that facial apparatus might make it difficult to get a good view. Williams has it top of the key. Back to Romeo. 7 on the shot. Reverend drives in, has it stolen away. Tried to high dribble it over Nick Anderson, and Anderson stayed right with it. Oh, brother, and Romeo Mays gets it rejected. Two-handed rejection. He goes full windmill rejection and gets a piece of it with both hands. Media timeout, NC2A Division II basketball on the radio home of the Penguins. Radio.Dominican.edu broadcasting worldwide. 17 years on the air, 24-7 from the Conlin Center. Stuart Horn, Brandon Cadiz, and Forrest. All right, Forrest, who played baseball his whole life and at a high level, wore number 22.
I did.
And why was that?
I pitched, huge Dodger fan. Got to be because of the best pitcher on the planet, Clayton Kershaw, an idol of mine. Wore 22 a couple of years.
But was that coincidence, or
yeah,
did you
actually? No, it actually was a coincidence. I wore 27 for the longest time growing up. I was a huge Matt Kemp fan, and then turned into 27, turned into a Mike Trout's number. And I actually wore 22, coincidental to Clayton Kershaw, but yeah, being a pitcher wearing 22.
So it's not like you joined the squad and said, all right, coach, I'll tell you what, I'll play for you. However,
yeah,
I must have 22.
No, that's not
or I'm not going to play.
No, that's not how it worked at
because
all.
Because a lot of players are that way.
Yeah, 22 is and 27 were both of my numbers. I bounced back and forth depending on what was available. And different teams wore different numbers, so.
All right, then. Well, I appreciate that story.
Yeah.
Brandon,
what
number did you wear?
15 and 13.
You went 15 and 13?
Yeah, bounced back from 15 for one season, but I stuck to 13 because it was always my lucky number.
Yeah, interesting.
I like 13, too.
Yeah.
I wore number 4, but something about 13 I like. 10:56 to go, everybody. The Penguins are getting creamed here in the first half. Chaminade is here in the house. They have the ball on the short end. Inbounds. Shive has got it at the top of the key. Goes 3 ball on the way in and out. Penguins can't get the rebound. Dressler comes flying in and scooped the ball out of the hands of Reverend Maduakor driving in on the left side. Bridges gets fouled by the Rev. Maduakor picks up his first, the fourth for the Penguins here in the first half. Man, so far the Penguins have not even close to putting up any kind of a defense.
Yeah, I've only seen there on the offensive end 4 shots that were clean looks. So Chaminade, out of the 11 shots, has defended really defensively. And C.J. Thomas early, the first bucket of the game for the Penguins, that wasn't even an easy bucket. He was triple teamed and was just able to get it through the defense inside the paint.
Mays and Tribble of the bench. Lodeholtz in there, and Gray comes back to the game with Jay Will and Reverend and Cedric Thomas. 10:39 to go. Bridges will go to the line when the referees conclude their discussion with one another.
And Booker's going with a smaller lineup. A lot of shooters having trouble getting the ball inside the paint offensively and really getting through Reed and Shive. So you put more shooters on the floor, mid-range jump shots, shooting a little bit more from outside the arc.
Well, like Brandon said, the Penguins have only had 4 clean shots on goal. But Shaman, I got to give it to Chaminade. Their defense is unbelievable. Mm-hmm. I don't remember the last time we saw such a stifling defense by any team here in the Conlon Center.
You know, it looked like the Lady Penguins in the second half. That's what they look like. All up in your face, suffocating, no clean looks. A couple, as you mentioned, 4 of 11.
Yeah, and, you know, here's my problem with Brandon Cadiz suggesting that the Penguin men before the game could not win this game. He did make a correct call, as Booker now is out on the floor talking to the referees, and I don't think he likes something. And there may be something wrong with an illegal... I don't know if an illegal player is on the floor. I don't remember the last time we saw Booker out on the floor like this arguing with the referees. And this has got to be over a technicality of some sort. But going back to the women's game that the Penguin women won, he said Mondave was going to be his player of the game before the game even started. And as it turns out, she was pretty influential in that game.
And she had three threes.
And she had three threes and was Brandon's play. So the fact that he called Mondavi before the start of the women's game and then that came true, that's making me a little nervous in this game. And
are you telling me Brandon Cadiz can tell the future?
He might have ESP. I don't know. Bridges misses the second one, and we're back underway finally. 19-5. Penguins are getting smoked here in the first half. 10.5 to go. Reverend's got a top of the key. Gray's out there to Loadholt, who bashes his way in. Two steps on the hook shot. No whistles. So the foul is committed by Walker. And Marcus will go to the line. He wears 33. Mondave was 34.
Yeah.
And this one is perfect. I'll tell you what, that Loadholt's a cool customer. He's a good dude, but on the floor, he's just good.
Very businesslike.
He's good, and he's all business. I like it. Second one's perfect. And, of course, Charles Barkley wore 34. And we mentioned that Raleigh Fingers wore 34.
Right.
10-12 to go. And thanks to Loadholt, the Penguins are 2 points closer to double digits. 19-7. As we hit the 10-minute mark, Pope's got it, top of the key. Over to Shive, who drives in. And Shive's just so big and bad, he can kind of go anywhere he wants. And the Penguins get a couple of small guys down low. And Shive has no problem just walking over the top of them. 9:44 to go, 21-7. Penguins need a big run. But, you know, 6 or 8 points would go a long way as far as getting the momentum. Unanswered. CJ from the left elbow, no. Taken down by Pope. Up and under, Bridges with the rebound. And Drexler with the up and under and spun it off the window and put a ton of English on it to make it fall. 23-7. And Booker wants a timeout. And we need a timeout here in the booth. The Penguins are getting absolutely outplayed. And during the shoot-around, I felt confident that this was going to be a close game. But the Swords are totally dominating both sides of the floor. They're so aggressive offensively, Brandon Cadiz, and defensively they are not allowing the Penguins any room to let a play unfold. The Penguins can barely corral the ball when they've got it, much less put a play together.
It's becoming difficult. 23-7. You just need to get something going. Knock a shot down. Run your offense and let it work itself out and actually run your offense without it getting disrupted. Something to show that something is working.
Yeah. These games oftentimes are cyclical and the momentum goes back and forth. CJ now has it rejected out of bounds by Justin Bridges, who just went up exactly with him, timed it perfectly, which I think is a result of staring the offensive player right in the eyes, because you get a sense of when they're going to make their move. And if anybody is in the league is good at deception, is Jeremiah Gray. But Bridges read it perfectly. Penguins retain possession as the rejection went out of bounds. We're inside at 9 minutes. Jordan Williams has it with 5 on the shot clock. He launches a 3 from straight away, and Hail Mary land. And the slam dunk from Bridges on the other end is good for a pair, 25-7. And the Penguins seem to give way to Bridges as he made his way to the bucket. They all moved out of the restricted area and just let Bridges have at it. And Shive with a rebound after the Penguins couldn't get the shorty to fall. 8.5 to go, 25-7, the Penguins. Up against the 4-2 conference Swords out of Chaminade. Stutter step back and forth by Dressler, and that goes from the free throw line. Line drive deuce, 27-7 coming up on 8 minutes. How long until the last time the Penguins scored with Lodeholtz, two freebies. Reverend drives in right side against Scheibe. He's got nowhere to go, almost throws it away. Right through the fingertips of Danley Walker, up and under. Now the Penguins are reduced to throwing up circus shots. There's absolutely no thought to the way that the Penguins are going to get in. There's no play unfolding. This is absolute mayhem at this point, 27-7, and it seems like the Penguins are in desperation mode. Brandon, would you agree with that?
Yeah, if there's anything that's going for them is that they're getting these shots at the foul line and driving and getting contact, but other than that, I can't see anything going for them offensively. Like I said, I've only seen a couple clean looks, and credit to the defense.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not that the Penguins aren't my favorite team, and it's not like I don't want them to win, but they've had nothing tonight with which to work, and that last play was a perfect representation of the problem. Once you're in desperation mode, you're just going to start heaving up anything and hoping, and when you get to that point, you've got, I mean, really, this is where a coach needs to step in and say, hey, we've got to get away from desperation mode. Let's run our plays. Let's play our game. We've got to let somehow get Chaminade to play into the Penguins game instead of their, it seems like, and in any war, this is true, if you're playing into your enemy's setup, you're in trouble, right? Yeah. And it seems like the Penguins are walking right into just one bear trap after another. 7:52 to go, 27-7. The Penguins trail with the play-by-players, Brandon.
So just before the break, Jordan Williams was fouled. He'll take two free throws at the line. Jordan Williams' first free throws of the night. The first one is good. So that gives the Penguins their first point since the 9:58 mark off a layup by C.J. Thomas.
8 points scored by the Chaminade since the last time the Penguins scored.
And Williams, Jay Williams knocks in both free throws. Christopher Williams a second, C-Dub two in the backcourt with Jordan Williams there up top in the perimeter guarding. Inside working is Colliker up top now with the ball, picks up his dribble. That's Bridges. Swings to the left side, back up top. Pope now, 10 seconds on the shot clock. Pope sizing up C.J. Thomas, takes the jumper. We're going to get an off-ball foul here. That will be on Braden Colliker. That's Colliker's first personal foul of the night. As Jordan Williams will bring it for the Penguins across the timeline. Dumb pass up top. Gets it back to Jordan Williams. That was C.J. Thomas down low, left low block, working spin move, and that was off of the body of Colliker, gets it off glass, 27-11.
It's a nice move by C.J., getting position inside, bump off the big man, throw it up off the glass. It's a nice move.
Poe picks up his dribble, bounce pass, left wing, shot fake inside, Colliker dumps it off, not able to get it. On the assist was Reed. Working on the other side, Reverend Maduakor, hop step, down left low block. Hand off right side, Jordan Williams drifting to his right. Jeremiah Gray now, right corner. Right wing, up and over move, missed by C.J. Thomas, but it was tipped in by Jeremiah Gray, his first bucket of the night.
Penguins got a little something going now, a little momentum. Missed shot by C.J., nice tip put back by Gray.
Screen up top by Colliker, he likes to go left. And missed and fouled. on the first attempt was Pope. It's an off-ball foul, a little shove on the back. That'll be on Brett Reed. That's Reed's first personal foul. And the fourth total team foul for the Swords. A little 4-0 run here by the Penguins, cutting the lead to 14. Swords 27, Hero Penguins 13. On this break, we will hear from one of our DU basketball players.
First one of the day is going to take a second, isn't it, Brandon? 6:19 overhead, and here's Gray.
Here's Lodeholt.
Lodeholt.
This is guard Marcus Lodeholt from Dominican Basketball. You're listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.
And that was Marcus Lodeholt. He has 2 points coming by the way of the free throw line as Jeremiah Gray will get it into Jordan Williams.
Penguins need to stay on this momentum, Brandon. They played good defense in the last two possessions and scored in the last two offensive possessions, so they're getting a little bit of momentum here.
Nick Anderson, his first minutes of the night for Chaminade. Left wing, Jordan Williams surveying, dumps it. Short corner, head fake, gets the hop step inside the paint and puts up a shot. Will be fouled. That CJ Thomas will get two at the line. Foul on Eric Shive, his second personal foul. That's a good thing there. Attack Shive, he's the big man here and getting the offense working, facilitating, and scoring as well as CJ Thomas misses the first free throw off back iron. Second free throw on its way. Rims in and out. Rebounded by Colliker. Pope up top. Hesitation move right side. Driving inside now. Kicked out Walker. Back out. Anderson inside. Anderson left corner. Guarded by CW2. Down low. Up top. Tip almost stolen away by Jay Will. Retains possession. That's Colliker. Tries to dump it inside, 2 seconds on the shot clock. Has to put it up quickly off glass. No good by Shive. Rebounded by CJ Thomas, who falls to the ground, but able to corral it. Jordan Williams for the Penguins. Crossover move, drives right, tries to stick it off glass. Too much height there on the hook shot. Colliker guarded heavily. Deep three-pointer by Dantley Walker. No good. It is off the hands of Braden Colliker. And possession will go to the Penguins.
Penguins playing really good defense, Brandon. It's been a minute and a half to 2 minutes since the last time the Swords scored. He's really playing tough. I mean, you have Colliker and Shive down there on the defensive side for the Silver Swords. And the Penguins are able to get around him, by him, using their speed to get to the hoop.
Yeah, doing a great job defensively now. And on the other end, stuffed away and rejected by Shive. That was CJ Thomas who tried to drive it on inside, but it'll go off his hands and the Penguins will retain possession. Getting some squeegee action here, cleaning off the sweat spot as we'll get things back in action. Jordan Williams will inbound from beneath his basket. Pope, Walker, Shive, Anderson. Four Chaminades will get couple substitutions for Chaminade. Justin Bridges and Grant Dressler will come back into the ball game in replacement for Eric Shive and Dantley Walker. And we are back in action. Jordan Williams looking to inbound. Gets it to CJ Thomas up top. Christopher Williams to Jordan Williams. Left wing, 10 seconds on the shot clock. Gets it in, head fake. CJ Thomas, Jeremiah Gray, left wing three-pointer off back iron. Reverend Maduakor tried to rebound it, but a more athletic rebound corralled by Nick Anderson. Anderson, in and out, crossover move, and Jordan Williams was able to set his feet and draw the offensive foul as Anderson drove to his right inside the paint. Anderson's first personal foul. That's the sixth team foul overall for the Swords. Jordan Williams up now for the Penguins, crossing the DU insignia at half court. Right side, Chris Williams, head fake. Drives baseline, picks up his dribble, kicks it out. Right wing, three-pointer, Jeremiah Gray nails it. 27-16, the lead cut to 11. In and out dribble by Pope on the other end. Baseline down low, inside, Kolliker. Mid-range jump shot, no good. Rebounded by Jeremiah Gray. Full court pass, length of the court. Oh, and it was an open Reverend Maduakor who blows the layup. A beautiful assist by Jordan Williams. Just couldn't knock it down was Reverend. Up top, dump pass inside. Head fake, sold on it was Jeremiah Gray. That was Grant Dressler. That will be a foul on Jeremiah Gray. Jeremiah Gray's second personal foul. The eighth foul overall for the Penguins. As the lead is 11, 27-16 with 3:47 left here in the first half. You're listening to NC2A Division II Men's Basketball on the radio home of the Penguins, Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. For us, after that timeout previously by Booker T. Harris, Penguins have done a great job stepping up on defense.
Yeah, I mean, the Penguins are going on a 9-0 run right now. It was 27-7 at one point, Brandon. And, I mean, I'll tell you what, the defensive play for the Penguins has been a lot better here in the last 5 minutes. And getting around those big guys down low for the Penguins, CJ is really working his butt off down there in the paint, getting up and around and by those big trees for Chaminade and Shive and Kolliker. They're playing well, the Penguins are, in the last couple of minutes. But a little foul here on Jeremiah Gray. Looks like it might end the 9-0 run, but the Penguins have a little bit of momentum right now.
Yeah, and it's good to see that in terms of rebounds, they're right there. It's even at 18 apiece. You don't want to get out-rebounded, and surprisingly, they're sticking in there with Christian Futch out. So something to keep looking forward to for the Penguins. Continue to attack the inside paint, continue to play that defense, and as Stuart Horn mentioned, play your game. Don't fall into the game of Chaminade. But as we resume action, Grant Dressler taking his third and fourth free throws of the night. Dressler with 6 points. The junior out of Las Vegas, transfer from Sacramento State. Able to knock in the first one.
He's able to end the 9-0 run that the Penguins had going too.
The second one is in and good as well. So Reverend Maduakor in the backcourt here with Jordan Williams, CJ Thomas, Jeremiah Gray, and C-Dub-2. Jay Will picks up his dribble up top. Gets to CJ Thomas. It is poked away initially by Shive. C-Dub-2 working on Pope. In and out crossover move. Right wing three-pointer, Gray, and he nails it. Cuts the lead to 10, 29-19. And it looks like Jeremiah Gray is heating up from that right wing. Pope, handoff, cross-court pass to Nick Anderson, in and out dribble. Rejects the screen from Shive. Working inside now to Shive, and it's going to be a foul. Pushing off as Jordan Williams falls. That'll be on Shive, knocking Jody Williams on the ground.
Penguins catching a break, getting an offensive foul call. Need to put some points on the board on the other end, make this a single-digit lead.
Both teams in the bonus now. Penguins have a chance to cut the lead to only single digits. Jay Will, handoff right side. Jeremiah Gray drifting to his left, working inside, drives an open Jay Will, the left corner, head fake, picks up his dribble inside the paint. Reverend Maduakor drives left, puts up a shot, but is rejected by Pope. Working on the other end is Dressler. Dressler almost gets it poking away by Jay Williams. Pope between the legs, crossover move, spin move now on Jeremiah Gray, who goes baseline and is fouled, able to count it. He'll have a chance for an and one opportunity. Austin Pope, 8 points and a chance to make it 9. That's the first personal foul, though. Charged. As it'll be the 9th overall foul for the Penguins. Pope's and one free throw is good. 9 points, 32-19 Swords lead with 2:40 left in the first half. Jordan Williams to the right wing. Great inside position by CJ Thomas, but it is rebounded and corralled by the Swords and Dressler. Pope driving right side, spin move, hand off, dump pass. No good by Reed. Corralled by CJ Thomas. Jeremiah Gray, right wing. The handoff to Reverend Madukor. Between the legs dribble. Inside now, right. Block. And making his way up and under, move in is good by CJ Thomas. 32-21 now, 2 minutes left in the first half. The screen by Dressler, rejected. Back up top to Reed. Three-pointer left wing deep, 26 feet. Count it for Pope. Austin Pope is hot. He has 12 points in his second three-pointer of the night. Working in and out, crossover move, CW2. Hands cross-court pass to Jeremiah Gray inside. Cross-court yet again by CJ Thomas to Madukor. Inside, CJ Thomas, 10 seconds on the shot clock. Up and under fake. Not falling for it, timing the shot attempt was rejected. Other end now for Chaminade. That's Walker, hand off to Pope. Austin Pope working on Jay Will. Inside, screen pick and pop action out. That's Dressler, back inside, right short corner. And the jumper is good by Justin Bridges with 5 points. 50 seconds left in the first half. As Jordan Williams gets it to Chris Williams. Nice behind the back move. Sending things to for Jeremiah Gray up top, working on Bridges. Spin move, kicks it out. Reverend Madukor, left wing, no good. Rebounded by Jeremiah Gray, who gets the rebound and puts it up for the layup. 30 seconds left. Chaminade, 2 second differential between game and shot clock. Pope has the ISO on C-Dub the second. 15 seconds, he's still up top. Looking at that clock, waiting for it to go down. Gets the screen, the pick and pop inside to Dressler. Pope between the legs dribble, 5 seconds on the shot clock. Stops and gets the dime. Left wing jumper, no good, but rebounded by Bridges, who nails the three-pointer to close off the first half. Pope wasn't able to nail the left wing jumper, but Bridges was able to get it in for the three-pointer. 39-23, 16-point lead for the Swords as we head to the half for us. There was a 9-0 run for the Penguins, but that was stopped in, and the Swords came back to close out the first half.
Yeah, it was 27-7 at one point. Penguins went on a 9-0 run. It's a 16-point deficit at half, but it's manageable if you're Coach Booker T. Harris. I mean, you'd rather it be closer, obviously, but it was a 20-point lead at one point for the Silver Swords, and to go on a 9-0 run and come back. Jeremiah Gray heat up a little bit. Penguins played good defense, caused some mental errors for the Silver Swords. If they can do that in the second half, the Penguins have a chaminade to come back.
Yeah, a handful of scores for Chaminade, not only Austin Pope. We saw Bridges, Dressler, and Shive, those big four in the starting lineup for Chaminade.
Yeah, leading all scores is Austin Pope with 12. He's 2 for 2 from downtown, as we've seen. 2 for 3 from the line. Leading the score for the Penguins is Jeremiah Gray with 10. He's 2 for 3 from downtown. Hasn't shot from the line yet. Penguins 6 shots at the free throw line compared to the Silver Swords 13. So Swords getting to the line a lot more than the Penguins here in the first half. But another thing we talked about with the height advantage for Chaminade is the rebounds. They only lead by 2 rebounds, 22-20. For the Silver Swords in the rebounding category. So that's a good sign for the Penguins. You have the Swords that are head and shoulders above everybody, and you're hanging in there with them in the rebounding.
Yeah, that's definitely something well to see. As you mentioned, not only good defense, but able to secure the rebound. A different Penguin team, as you may say, to close off the first half. As we will be back here in about 13 minutes, you're listening to NC2A Division II men's basketball on the radio home of the Penguins, Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. But before we go to the half, to start off the second half, we will hear from our sponsor, San Rafael Joe's.
In the heart of downtown, San Rafael Joe's is a family-favorite Italian-American restaurant ever since we opened our doors in 1947. For 3 generations, Joe's has been a perfect destination for couples, families, and friends.
Join us for live music, happy hour, and Sunday brunch.
Whether it's for a party of 2 or 42.
Come down and eat at Joe's.
Located on 931.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back in. Just under 3 minutes to go here until we get the second half underway. I've had our assistant coach Scott Waterman with me. And, Coach, we saw you guys go on a 9-0 run there. What did you guys change on the defensive side? We saw a couple of stands and some good offensive play. What did you guys tell the guys in that timeout to spark that 9-0 run?
Yeah, I think the big thing was not so much defensively. We did a good job there in that time. It was more we really emphasized getting the ball in the paint, playing off of our big guys going inside out, and just more ball movement. That's been kind of an Achilles heel for us lately, so we were able to do that, and we got some good stuff out of it. So that was positive that we responded, and we're going to have to do the same to cut back into this lead again.
Yeah, so you talk about getting it inside to your big guys. How do you combat their big guys at 6'8", 6'9", 6'10"? How do you guys work around that?
You know, I think it's just a matter of doing our work early, taking away their angles and positions they have, and we've done a pretty good job. They've beaten us more on their penetration and some of our miscues on the offensive end, which led to easy buckets for them. So we just got to continue to be solid defensively and then not let them take advantage of any offensive rebounds that they get.
All right, thank you, Coach. Good luck in the second half.
All right, thanks.
We have about a minute and a half until, as Waterman said, the offensive strikes for the Silver Swords have come on the penetration.
Yeah, and he talked about turnovers being a factor of Chaminade scoring on the opposite end. Penguins only have 6 turnovers, which is low, but that's double of what Chaminade had with only 3 turnovers as well. But yes, as you mentioned, the penetration in the inside, yeah, absolutely, with Shive having a field day from inside as well. Justin Bridges not only can shoot from outside, but he's drove it inside as well as Austin Pope. And on that defensive stand, Waterman said, yes, they prevented the penetration. So I guess that's going to be key here as we kick things off in the second half, is limiting the inside presence and continuing to attack the paint on the opposite end of the Swords and drawing those fouls.
That's exactly what he said, too. I said, how do you really work around the height advantage? Because, I mean, you look out on the floor, and it's a huge mismatch in the height category with Shive and Kaliker for the Silver Swords. He said, we got to do our work early. We got to get inside. We got to pass better. Don't turn the ball over and get our looks, and our big guys will do the work for us. I mean, yeah, they have a height advantage, but if we do our work and we get in there, I mean, we can play with their bigs too. So,
absolutely. And to close off that first half, Jeremiah Gray was hot. 2 3-pointers on the right wing. So we'll look to see if Coach Booker T. Harris and Scott Waterman elect to give him the ball on that right wing.
Yeah. Yeah, that right wing will be right here in front of the Penguin bench, too, so you know. If he hits a couple right there, the Penguin bench is going to explode on the floor. On the floor for the Penguins will be Xavier Williams, C.J. Thomas, Jeremiah Gray, Reverend Maduakor, and Jordan Williams. On the floor for the Silver Swords is going to be Justin Bridges, Brett Reed, Eric Shive, Austin Pope. And I'm missing one. I only see 4. Where's the 5th one? There he is.
Right there,
walking
Walker.
On a little late. Dantley Walker will be the 5th guy who has it. Top of the key is run away here in the second half. The Silver Swords attacking the Southern Hoop. From our right to left here at the Conlin Center, Walker has it right wing, top of the key. Thought about shooting a 3 with Shive, as you mentioned. I believe shoots 45% from downtown on the season. Shot on goal missed. Rebounded by CJ. Far side, Jeremiah Gray, left wing. Needs to work over to the right wing, Brandon. Straight away, 3-ball. Jordan Williams off run iron, no good. Rebound by Brett Reed.
I like to see them take more time on that possession. An ill-advised 3 by Jordan Williams with 30 seconds left on the shot clock.
It didn't need to just huck that one up there. As Reed works inside over Gray off back iron, and it rolls out. Last touched by Reed. Possession will go to the Penguins. Checking in for the Swords, Anderson in place of Walker. 40-23, approaching 19 to go here in the second half. Jordan Williams brings it up right in front of the Penguin bench on the right side. Down low to CJ. Thought about hitting the cutting Williams. Instead, we'll go back out to Maduakor. Top of the key to Xavier Williams. Over to the far side, Jordan Williams, who trots straight away. Penguins moving the ball around the perimeter nicely. 9 to shoot. Back out. CJ long 2 with 7 to shoot. Little deep. No good. Anderson with the rebound for the Swords. Pope along the far sideline. Brings it across the timeline. Hands it off. 2 Bridges who backs out. Picks up a screen from Shive. Dumps it off to Shive. Spin move right block over CJ. And he dumps it in. Shive with the first points of the second half for the Swords. 42-23, 18 and a half overhead. Right wing, Xavier Williams, straight away Gray. Gray with Bridges in his face. Madukor thought about a three instead, goes right by Reed to the rim. Reverend Madukor with an easy two from the right side. Cross court pass all the way down to the left corner to Bridges, who drives baseline, dumps it off to Reed, who thought about slamming it home, but Madukor was able to disrupt. Reed puts a two ball in off the glass otherwise. Far side, Jeremiah Gray, left corner. Top of the key, Xavier Williams. Rev, right corner, Jordan Williams, ball fake, drifts to the right wing. Straight away, Gray, 13, drives in free throw line, left elbow shot with 11 seconds. Gray is fouled. That foul is going to be on Eric Shive. That's his fourth personal first team foul for the Swords. That's his fourth personal, Brandon, with 17:45 to go. Penguins need to go right at him.
Yeah, and that's key. One foul from disqualifying him, and he's been the factor on the inside. If you can take one body out from that height of the Swords, it's going to be beneficial for you.
Gray's first free throw is perfect as checking in for the Swords. Dressler and Kaliker in place of Shive and Reed. Gray, second free throw forthcoming. Dribbles the ball three times, second one on the way, and it's perfect as well. 44-27, Swords lead. In the backcourt, Jordan Williams guarding Pope. All the way up to the left wing, Anderson. Gray in his face. Hands off Pope, left wing, picks up a screen, goes left, dumps it off to Anderson in the left corner. Swords swing it all the way around to the right wing. Driving in and kicking out. Three ball on the way, no good from Kaliker. Jordan Williams up the near sideline, cross court to Gray, left wing, three ball, Gray, no good. Xavier Williams tries to save it, falls into the Penguin bench. Pope comes up with it, crosses the timeline. Anderson down to the right corner to Dressler inside. Kaliker top of the key. Swords setting things back up. Pope on the left wing picks up a screen, drifts right over to Kaliker. Ball fake, spin move in the paint. Kaliker cross court, Anderson deep three, right wing, air ball. Kaliker with the offensive board, and he was shoved in the back by Xavier Williams.
A great defensive stand there, just on the air ball. Able to get it was Kaliker, but overall that was great defensive possession, guarding closely up top on Pope were the Penguins.
Inbound pass will come, but not before Christopher Williams the second checks in for the Penguins. And Jordan Williams going to have to run off the court as he didn't see CW2 check in his place, and he runs all the way to the grandstands and behind Media Row. Inbound pass goes to Bridges. Between the legs on Gray. Gray falls down. Bridges into the paint. Went for the slam. Up with him is Madukor, who will pick up the foul. Madukor letting out a little bit of frustration on the floor. That's Madukor's third personal, second team foul for the Penguins. 16:41 overhead. That will send Bridges to the line.
Yeah, Bridges and Pope, the slashers, who can also shoot it from outside, not afraid to draw contact. We've seen both of them try to slam it down in the lane when there are defenders there, so they're
no
not afraid
fear.
To take contact.
Yeah,
big
no
body.
Fear. As Bridges toes the line, he will shoot two on the foul by Reverend Madukor that saved the slam. Bridges with the right foot slightly forward. His first shot on the way rattles in and out. Oh, boy. Substitution coming in for the shooter will be Masa Swain. He'll be coming in for Bridges after his second free throw. 44-27, 16-41 overhead. Bridges bounces it twice, spins the ball in his hand. Second shot on the way. It's no good as well. Gray with the rebound on the far side. Xavier Williams running the point. Bringing it across the timeline for the Penguins. Williams drifts near side. Calls out the play. Pass to Jeremiah Gray. Straight away, Madukor, left wing, Williams. 16 to shoot. Cross court, Rev straight away, 13. Driving in. Backed up top, CW2, right wing, 9. Inside, CJ, 7. He's fouled. Penguins will have the ball down low. That foul is going to be on Nick Anderson. That's his second personal. Second team foul for the Swords. as Swain checks in place of Bridges, and Marcus Lodeholt comes in place of Reverend Maduakor. Lodeholt will inbound. Inbound goes to CW2. Left block off the glass, no good. Rebound by Colliker. Far side, Anderson. Bounce pass into the paint. Nice pass to Dressler, who puts it up off the glass right side. 46-27, 16 minutes exactly to go. CW2 right wing, top of the key, Gray. Williams far side. Lodeholt on the left wing. Ball fake, 19. He'll dribble out. Jeremiah Gray on the right wing, 15 to shoot. Drives in baseline. CJ thought about a long two and said, drives in the paint. Spin move on. A nice finish by CJ Thomas to score the bucket. It's a 15-point deficit for the Penguins, 46-29. Anderson loses the handle on it. CJ is on top of him. And we have a timeout called by Coach Eric Bevard with 15:32 left, and his Swords leading by 15. And at this timeout, you're listening to NC2A Division II men's basketball on the radio, home of the Penguins, Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. We'll hear from San Rafael Joe's.
In the heart of downtown, San Rafael Joe's is a family-favorite Italian-American restaurant ever since we opened our doors in 1947.
For three generations, Joe's has been a perfect destination for couples, families, and friends.
Join us for live music, happy hour, and Sunday brunch.
Whether it's for a party of two or 42.
Come down and eat at Joe's.
Located on 931 4th Street.
Just drop in, or for reservations, call 415-456-2425.
46-29, Silver Swords lead at 15:32 overhead off that timeout by Chaminade. Penguins looking to get some momentum going. And your assessment so far in the first 5 minutes, 4.5 minutes of the second half?
I think so far it's been back and forth. We've seen changes on both ends. Penguins really trying to draw contact on the foul. We saw them elect Eric Shive to foul trouble with his fourth foul and send him out there, so that definitely helps for the Penguins. But Jeremiah Gray and CJ Thomas are the two doing their things overall to kick pump this second half for the Penguins. I wouldn't be surprised if they continue to go with both of them. That seems to be their hardest hand, and you got to go with that.
And you can never not give the ball to Jeremiah Gray. No matter what situation it is, Gray seems like he has the hottest hand no matter what.
CJ Thomas does a really great job of getting contact off one's body and putting it up. He's two away from a double-double.
Pope inbounds to Walker, who launches a long three and airballs. Gray with the rebound, bringing it up right side. Lodeholt, right wing, crossover move, passes back out to Xavier Williams, who gets it over to CW2 on the left wing. Mays, who checked back in with that face guard down low. Kick out to Williams, who loses it. Picked up by Swain, who goes cross court to Pope, and Pope is going to slam it home. Jordan Williams gets ready to check back in. CW2 has it far side. Dump off to Lodeholt. Penguins moving the ball around. Under 15 minutes to go here in the second half. Penguins trail 48-29. Lodeholt straight away hands it off. Grace, 15 to shoot. Gray drives in, free throw line, loses it, stolen away, up with it is Reed, who runs the floor, passes it back out, three ball straight away, missed by Dressler. Gray with the rebound, 2-on-1, Penguins do not have numbers. The ball is kicked up in the air two or three different times, no kick ball call, and Walker is up with it for the Swords, dumps it off Swain straight away. Pope sets things back up, top of the key, the southpaw. Daring Jeremiah Gray to guard him. He goes around Gray. Nice pick move by Reed, and Lodeholt takes it away from him. Lodeholt bringing it up the floor. Will hand it off to Gray straight away. Approaching 14 minutes to go. Down low, Mays right block. Spin moves around Reed. Cross-court pass intercepted by Dressler. Bounce pass up the floor to Reed, who's unable to corral it, and throws it right to Xavier Williams, who cannot find the handle on it, and it goes out of bounds as Reverend Maduakor and Jordan Williams look to check back in after the media timeout. You're listening to NC2A Division II men's basketball on the radio, home of the Penguins, Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. 19-point deficit for the Penguins. And before we come back, we're going to hear from one of our Penguin basketball players.
Yeah. Hi, this is guard Jeremiah Gray, and you're listening to DU Basketball on Penguin Radio, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. It may not mean nothing
to y'all, but understand nothing. That was Jeremiah Gray, and he needs to get going here in the remaining 14 minutes. If the Penguins want to come back, Brandon, they trail by 19, and so far since our last time out, nothing doing for the Penguins.
Yeah, nothing so far. As I'll give you some stats here, Penguins were shooting at 32%. That's dropped down to 27% overall. 30% from beyond the arc, though, to Chaminade's 44%. And for the side of Chaminade, Austin Pope, Grant Dressler, 14 and 10, respectively.
Newly checked into the game, Brandon. We were wondering if he would come in, and he has. The 7'1", 240-pound junior out of Bountiful, Utah, Nate Pollard, has checked in at 7'1". The last 7-footer we had in the Collin Center, Brandon, was Henry Wattier last year for the Penguins at 7 feet exactly. Pollard, he's got an inch on him, 7'1", and Mays has the task of guarding Pollard. Mays at 6'6", so 7-inch advantage Pollard has. Oh, and he has a long two from straight away. No good. Missed. Mays with the rebound. Jordan Williams up the far sideline. 13:40 overhead as the clock rolls. Loadholt right wing. In his face, Dressler. Loadholt goes crossover. Floater in the middle. And Loadholt was fouled. He will go to the line. That foul is going to be on Dressler. That's his first personal. And the third team foul for the Silver Swords here in the second half.
Interesting decision here by Coach Eric Beauvert in putting in Pollard. He only averages 5 minutes a game, but I guess with this deficit or this lead, you can put in some guy as tall as him and see what he got.
And see what he's got at 7'1", by far the tallest guy on the court. Loadholt misses the second. Pope with the rebound. Walker three ball right corner. Good. Dantley Walker nails a wide open three. 51-30 Penguins trail. Jordan Williams in front of the Penguin bench, right in front of Coach Booker T. Harris, top of the key. CW2 crossover move in the paint. Oh, and Jordan Williams was cutting to the basket, and CW2 didn't see it. Threw to where Williams was and was no longer. A turnover for the Penguins into the left corner. Dressler working on Rev. Dressler backing Rev down into the paint. Shot on goal missed. Mays with the rebound. And it bounces around. Jordan Williams bounce past Loadholt. Left side. And a nice layup from Marcus Loadholt on the pass from Jordan Williams. And a good find. Penguins trying to get a little bit of momentum. Trailing 51-32. 12:45 overhead. Inside Pollard from Pope. Spin move. Shot on goal. No good. Mays with the board once again. CW2 up the far sideline to the left wing, driving in, kick out, Rev, top of the key, drives in. CW2, three ball, left side, no good. Rebound, Pollard, he didn't even jump.
You don't have to.
He does not.
Height.
No, not at 7'1". Pope straight away, loses the handle, Loadholt guarding him. Pope driving in, left side, off the glass, high off the glass, and Austin Pope gets it to fall. 21-point lead for the Swords with 12 minutes exactly to go. Left wing, Rev driving in. Jordan Williams, left elbow shot is good. And a nifty move from Jordan Williams. Step back on the left elbow, and he gets it to fall.
His first bucket from the field. He's only nailed a couple free throws today.
Pope drives in left side, straight to the hoop, over Loadholt. No good. Pollard with the rebound and the putback by the 7'1" center out of Bountiful, Utah. Reverend Maduakor running the point up the far side, picks up a screen from Mays, dumps it off Jordan Williams, who drives into the free throw line and hands off CW2 straight away. Three ball just deep. Pollard with the rebound. He's locked up with Mays. Pollard comes away with it. Mays looked like he got knocked in the face, fixing his face guard as Bridges tries to drive in, gets tangled up with Loadholt and backs out. Approaching 11 minutes to go, shot clock at 17, shot blocked by Mays. Pollard with the rebound as he goes up, and Loadholt just doing everything he could to stop Pollard from an easy putback, and it results in a Loadholt foul as we have immediate timeout. And when we come back, Pollard will shoot two free throws, 55-34. Swords lead with 11:06 to go. You're listening to NC2A Division II men's basketball on the radio, home of the Penguins, Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. We'll be right back.
Yeah, this is the forward, CJ Thomas, from Dominican Basketball. You are listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.
Well, that was the forward, CJ Thomas, who has had quite an impact in this game.
Yep, CJ Thomas really driving on the inside, getting most of the paint points there for the Penguins. He has 8 points so far and 8 rebounds and a key, only 2 personal fouls. You can't foul out here with Christian Futch out with that injury.
Yeah, I mean, CJ really playing a factor, Brandon. He's worked hard in the paint tonight. Leading all scorers is Austin Pope with 16. Grant Dressler has 10. Leading scorer for the Penguins, Jeremiah Gray with 12. And then right behind him, CJ with 8. So CJ has 8 points, 8 rebounds tonight. So he's doing it on both ends of the floor. And Pollard will shoot 2 free throws, the 7-foot-1er out of Utah. Marcus Lodeholt picks up his first personal, third team foul for the Penguins before the break, doing anything he could to stop Pollard from an easy putback. And as we return to action, Brandon, I'm going to hand the play-by-play duties over to you.
As Nate Pollard toes the line, as Forrest mentioned, he's only had a few minutes here, only played 8 games, has attempted only 6 free throws, but he's shooting at 33%. Do the math there, 2 for 6 for the 7-foot-1 center, as he nails the first one. Good. That's their biggest lead now for the Swords at 22.
Geez, when you watch him shoot free throws, Brandon, as he releases the ball, it looks like he's already halfway to the hoop. That's how tall he is and how lengthy he is.
As the second one goes in and out, but CJ Thomas cannot corral it. It will stay with Chaminade, as checking in will be Shive in replacement of Nate Pollard. Shive with 4 personal fouls. Looking to inbound it. They'll get it in. Bridges, left wing, drives on Jeremiah Gray, puts it up, a rejected two-hand style by Romeo Mays. Maduakor pushing on the other end, gets it off glass, a layup in transition. Bring it up on the other end. Pope on Maduakor, tries to get inside position, was Shive on the left low block. Ball up top, dump pass inside, kick back outside. That's Bridges, short right corner jumper, no good. Rebounded by Mays. Check that, CJ Thomas. Thomas up top, head fake. Left wing, Maduakor. Jay Williams from the right wing cuts down low baseline. CJ Thomas lowers the shoulder, goes left off glass. CJ Thomas, a rebound away from a double-double. Up top, head fake, no. Right wing, swing pass, good. The three-pointer by Justin Bridges. Bridges now, 11 points, 2 three-pointers. Jay Williams drives baseline, reverse layup, good. Jordan Williams off glass. 9:45 left in the second half. On the other end, disrupted by Reverend Maduakor. Bridges tries to go left. Second chance opportunity on the jump. Contesting it was Jeremiah Gray, but able to get it over his fingers. That's Eric Shive. Jay Williams, bounce pass. Right corner, near corner. That's CJ Thomas. Elects to give it back outside. Gets it back inside now. Low block. Cutting was Maduakor, who couldn't handle the pass. It'll be off the hands of Shive as Maduakor will inbound it for the Penguins beneath their basket. Maduakor looking for his receiver. He'll get it to CJ Thomas back. And straight away, Jeremiah Gray off the screen action on the right wing. Head fake now. And the jumper from 15 feet straight away is no good by CJ Thomas. Bridges, nifty crossover move, goes right. Gets Jeremiah Gray to shift. There goes left now. Now he's working on Romeo Mays. Alexa to kick it back out. Thought about it, didn't take it, was Colker. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Pope on Maduakor, left wing, gets the screen. Shive was open. Colliker three-pointer, airballed, rebounded by Jay Will. Crossing the insignia, working now. Up and over move, James Harden S gets it with a left-handed layup. 61-42, Penguins trail. Other end, Pope with a low pass in, and the layup is good by Colliker. Colliker, 4 points. Maduakor, right wing, Jeremiah Gray. Thought about it, head fake, and he was able to get his defender in Shive to move to his left. A layup on the right side.
Just a nice move by Gray. Ball fake, flies right through the lane. Nobody able to keep up with him. An easy two from the right side.
On the other end, Bridges goes right wing. Right elbow now. Short left corner. The floater, count it for Braden Colliker. Colliker been a president in the last three possessions for the Swords. CJ Thomas baseline working on Colliker, able to get that contact off the body, and another layup for CJ Thomas.
And the Penguins doing exactly what Coach Scott Waterman said they were going to, just attacking those bigs, and they haven't stopped since the second half started, Brandon. They're doing a great job attacking them inside, not being afraid to fight right through the contact.
Jay Williams, 25 feet, left wing, count it. And the Penguins are going on a bit of a run of their own. The lead was at 22. Now it's 65-49, a 16-point lead, and a 7-0 run for the Penguins.
Penguins getting it done, shooting, playing defense, playing great defense on the other end of the floor. C.J. Mays, Jeremiah playing good. Jordan Williams shooting the three ball. C.J. fighting through the contact in the paint down low. Penguins playing really well. It's just a shame that it is a 16-point lead.
Yeah, and I heard head coach for Chaminade, that's Eric Beauvaird, say that you can't be trading baskets, and that's going to be true for the Penguins as well. If they want to cut to this lead, is continue to make defensive stops, and a key is not turning the ball over. They had only 6 turnovers in the first half. They have 5 so far today, and the Penguins are sharing the ball so far. They had Jeremiah Gray, they had CJ Thomas, but now Jay Williams is heating up, and that's key for the Penguins getting those double-digit scores.
Yeah, he's at 8. He's almost there. He got Gray with 14, CJ with 12. He needs one more board for that double-double. I think he could get it. CJ's playing good on both ends of the floor in the paint. It's a 16-point lead, but it's only a 16-point lead. Penguins go on a 9-0 run like they did earlier, and guess what? It's a 5-point game. Anything can happen.
Most definitely anything can happen, as Jeremiah Gray, the counterpart for CJ Thomas, is also 2 rebounds away from another double-double. So Chaminade will roll out with Reed, Dressler, Anderson, and Pope. For the Penguins, CJ Thomas, Jeremiah Gray, Marcus Lodeholt, Jordan Williams, and Chris Williams the second. 7:14 left here in the second half as we are about to get things in action. Referee having some words here with our scorekeepers. NC2A Division II men's basketball on the radio home of the Penguins. Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu and on FM 102.3. As Austin Pope will bring it up for Chaminade. CW2 up top. The screen by Shive rejected. Up top now Dressler. Gets it inside Shive. Shive swarmed by the Penguins but able to get the basket off. Jordan Williams other end gets the screen from CJ Thomas. Tries to protect the ball and goes to the other side of the rim, but he is rejected.
It was a nice move by Jordan Williams. Just a better play by Grant Dressler, knowing where Williams was going to go with the ball. Penguins need to play lights out for the next 7 minutes.
Absolutely. They got to be almost perfect. Jordan Williams inbounding beneath the basket. Coach Scott Waterman saying we don't have a media timeout here. We're going to give another one, and he's not happy with that. We have yet another media timeout here. 6:51 left in the game. 67-49. Swords score one basket after that media timeout. We will hear from one of our DU basketball players on that note.
Yeah.
This is Ford Jordan Tribble from Dominican Basketball. You're listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.
Pull up, roll the window down it.
And that was Jordan Tribble. He saw some limited action here early on this ball game. You know, Scott Waterman, I heard.
Yeah, I'm trying to hear his conversation with our official, and it looks like Chaminade called a timeout earlier, and it was granted as a media timeout. And Coach Scott Waterman is wondering why this one was granted as a media timeout as well. That's just part of the conversation I heard. Don't know what's going on, but it is a timeout.
Yeah,
6:51.
I heard him say, too, yeah, we needed that timeout. But, you know, these media timeouts, they got to be accounted for on the side of Chaminade.
Yep.
Jordan Williams looking for his receiver. He gets it in. Drifting to his right. That's Jeremiah Gray. Jordan Williams now. Right wing up top. Guarding him is Anderson. Right block now. CJ Thomas tries to put on the move on Colliker, and he'll get contact off the body. He is fouled. Taking two shots here yet again will be CJ Thomas. So Colliker's second personal foul.
CJ Thomas at the line for your Penguins.
Thomas toes the line, receives the ball. And the first free throw is good.
Penguins have to fight for that contact. Brandon getting that paint, cause some fouls, and get to that line. They're shooting pretty well from the line.
Thomas second. Good. He is now tied with Jeremiah Gray for the lead at 14 points. The leading scorer for the Penguins. Full court press implemented here. Jordan Williams sags off now. Right corner. Gets it. Anderson. Up top, Pope. Jay Will. Inside and cuts to the basket. He was free. Colliker, no DUs there, and it's an easy basket. 69-51, 18-point lead. 6 minutes left in the ball game. Right corner, near corner, CW2. Inside to CJ Thomas. They're really feeding him, and he's having a field day. Left hook shot, count it. Up past the insignia is Pope. The handoff to Anderson, crossover move in and out. Now to Dressler, right wing. Dressler backs out between his legs, posts up, swings it around the horn now. Left wing, and a traveling violation charge on Nick Anderson. Penguins will recover. So, Reverend.
Yeah. Penguins need to get to the line. They're 9 for 12 from the free throw line. They need to fight through that contact. Really just fight through it. I mean, get in the paint. Like, you can't take shots like that, like Jordan Williams just missed from a long two. You got to drive in, fight through the contact. Jordan's been doing it all game. I don't know why he stopped now.
Crossover move, step back on CJ Thomas. Dressler nails it from the right corner, right wing. On the other end, the Penguins, Jeremiah Gray cuts inside. Beautiful feed by Jay Williams. Easy left-handed layup, 72-55, as Reverend Maduakor checked in there on that last change of possession for Marcus Lodeholt. Reverend Maduakor gets into the face of Dressler to disrupt the shot. Jeremiah Gray with the athletic rebound. Back now, Maduakor. Maduakor goes baseline, head fake, tries to reverse it, misses his first shot, gets the second one, sticks it off glass. Reverend Maduakor, 6 points now. 15-point lead for the Swords, 72-57. Dressler up top, cutting an open Bridges, but he misses. And on the second shot attempt by Reed is rejected. Jeremiah Gray rejects Brett Reed. Jeremiah Gray working baseline now. Far corner, up top, Reverend Maduakor straight away. Drives right, picks up his dribble, kicks back out. Jeremiah Gray, three-pointer just off back iron, had the arc, but couldn't get it to fall through. Rebounded by Reed. Pope setting the table for the Chaminade Silver Swords. Backs out as Reverend Maduakor is working on him. The pass Three-point attempt by Bridges, left wing. Count it. Justin Bridges, 3 for 5 from beyond the arc. He has 14 and 6 rebounds as well. Madiwakor fakes the handoff. He'll take the three-pointer left wing, and it is an air ball rebounded by Nick Anderson. He can't take those shots early in the shot clock. He had about 25 seconds left. Won't take the screen, Pope. He goes left. Now hands it to Reed. Reed works right side, gets contact off CJ Thomas, bodies, sticks it off glass. And the lead swarms back up to 20, 77-57 for the Swords. Inside, short left corner, far corner. Now driving is Jeremiah Gray, poked away by Reed, tried to go reverse. Reverend Maduakor's shot is disrupted and rebounded by Reed. Pope and the Swords. Right wing, open is Dressler. He puts it up, tries to work on CJ Thomas, and they're gonna get a late whistle here. That foul will be on CJ Thomas. So Dressler will take two shots at the line. With 2:50 left here for us, this one looks to be all but over.
Yeah, you know, the 20-point deficit, the Penguins tried to come back, you know. I mean, they had to put together a good run as Reverend Maduakor came off the floor, and he is really heated. I don't know if it's with himself or with the other Penguins, but throwing some vulgarity around that we cannot repeat here on Penguin Radio. Really disappointed to see that, the Penguins being frustrated with themselves, with other players. You know what I mean? You know what I'm trying to say, Brandon? You can't be, if something's wrong in the interior,
yeah,
with your team, then it's going to show. And that's what's showing right now is Rev's frustrated with himself. He's frustrated with other people on his team. And it looks like he's showing that, and you can't do that with a 20-point deficit.
Especially in his first game back, he's got to get adjusted to this offense. He hasn't played a game for a while now.
Yeah. And so it's just a little interesting to see that, and it looks like Rev's not going to come back out on the floor as Anthony Hernandez takes his place.
Yes, Anthony Hernandez taking the place, as Forrest mentioned. With the Penguins losing this ball game, that'll drop them to 5 losses in a row. Not what you want to see out of your DU men's basketball team, as towing the line now for 2 will be Dressler. Dressler, first free throw is good. Dressler with 14 points. He's perfect from the charity stripe. The second free throw, bends the knees, and it is off the front iron, no good. Jordan Williams and the Penguins, far corner, C-Dub 2, spin move, now to Anthony Hernandez up top. Jordan Williams, Jeremiah Gray, left corner, working on Swain, puts up a runner, no good. Second chance opportunity, another runner, no good, in and out. Corralled, kicks back out, Walker. Colker on Romeo Mays, bites on the drive, and the head fake was Jeremiah Gray, able to get it through his Dressler past the jumping Gray. Romeo Mays, left corner, Anthony Hernandez. 2, Jeremiah Gray. Now back to Hernandez, left corner, 3-pointer. Anthony Hernandez, who just checked in, first shot, and he nails the 3-pointer. 80-60 Swords lead with 1:50 left.
Good to see the Penguins still shooting confidently. Get some fresh legs in there, Anthony Hernandez.
Inside, and he slams it with a hammer. That's Nate Pollard. He didn't even have to jump that high for us, as
we
mentioned.
At 7'1", you don't have to.
The man out of Utah looks like he transferred from Rice. Left corner, no good. By Anthony Hernandez. Rebounded. Colliker. Walker. Left wing. Inside dump pass. Dressler receives it. Working on Hernandez. Low left block. Three-pointer. Colliker. Count it. Colliker with double digits now. He has 11. Jeremiah Gray tries to answer. Left wing three-pointer from 25 feet. Count it. 85-63, 22-point lead. We'll get some substitution here as Dressler. No, that's Shive will come in place of Dressler. Walker taking it past the insignia. 50 seconds left here in this ball game. Swords will just take one more shot here, a couple. Walker, deep three-pointer, right wing, off back iron. Corralled and rebounded. Jordan Williams tries to poke it away. Anthony Hernandez, CW2, able to steal it. Hernandez, Jordan Williams, far corner, left three. No good, rebounded by Pollard, and that should do it here at the Conlin Center. Chaminade will dribble it out with 20 seconds left and counting. And that will drop the Penguins to 2-6 in Pac-12 play, 3-12 overall. Chaminade will go to 10-4 and 5-2 in the Pac-West. That is a five-game losing streak for the men Penguins. So, Forrest, final numbers here as we'll get a refresh here for the last time. A 22-point win for the Swords, 85-63. The overall leading scorer for the Silver Swords are Grant Dressler and Austin Pope with 16 apiece. For the Penguins, Jeremiah Gray finished off with 19 and was just shy of that double-double, needing one more rebound. CJ Thomas, 16 points, 10 rebounds, another double-double for him. Final numbers, 47% shooting overall for Chaminade, 41% from beyond the arc, Dominican at 36, and 26% overall from beyond the arc. So what Coach Scott Waterman said here before we started off the second half, they needed to continue to play that defense, limit the inside presence, but a lot of cuts to the inside by Colliker, Reed, and the guards in Anderson really opened things up.
Yeah, and it's disappointing to see that frustration boil over from inside on the Penguins bench, Reverend Maduakor and others. The frustration boiling over a little bit, tough to see that, but Anthony Hernandez and company came out in the last couple of minutes and played tough for the last couple of minutes. That's what you want to see. They played tough defense. Jordan Williams got a steal. Anthony Hernandez hit a three. And nothing you could ask for but to keep playing hard.
Nothing you could ask for. And especially like when I called it before with a team with this much height, you're going to have trouble scoring on them defensively. And it was evident here in the 20-point win. Our next broadcast here on Penguin Radio will be on Thursday, January 18th against Dixie State. Another doubleheader. The women at 5:30, the men's at 7:30 as they will try to end this losing streak. You're listening to NC2A Division II Women's and Men's Basketball on the radio home of the Penguins, Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. Have a good night. We will see you back on Thursday.